So what I'm basically saying is we're just going to create a country where if you like Marc Maron's brand of, you know, woke stand up, then you'll go watch Marc Maron. And if you enjoy Adam Carolla's brand of unwoke stand up, then you'll just go watch Adam Carolla. And I think that's where we're at. Now, Adam Carolla's not going to get network TV specials or anything like that. That's definitely true. But just sell tickets and I'll be in the Jeep group and the other guys will be in the Tesla group.
And so you don't think there's ever going to be any hand-holding all come together? It'll never be what it was. It's always going to be divided.
Well, I mean, if you just kind of follow the, you know, rough estimates or the bar graph or whatever it is, you know, 4 or 5 months ago, the country basically said, if we get rid of Trump, we can come together.
Okay.
And that was kind of the sales pitch. And we got rid of Trump and we've gotten further apart.
Sure.
So I don't see any signs that we're coming together.
I've always said that the beginning of this problem came with the, and I'm sure you've said something like this as well, it's when the smartphones got, you know, everybody got one. And so everybody had a platform and you used to be able to, you know, be upset about something and you could yell about it with your family or some close neighbors. And then that was about it. But now everybody has a platform and a say so, and they think they're important and they're not, but because they have a phone and they can make a noise, now they are.
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely that. The smartphone has unleashed the hidden narcissist, which we'd had tamped down pretty well as far as the society goes, and it's just awoken the sleeping narcissist in everyone.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I have kids, little boys now. They're 5.5-year-old twins, and I don't think anything's changed. My girls are now all grown women, but they loved having their picture taken when they were little. They loved watching videos. I remember, you know, I had films of myself when I was a little kid, and for some reason, a little kid loves watching himself on whatever it is. You're fascinated with your younger self, and to me, that's where this is all gone. We've all turned into little children where we're constantly taking pictures of ourselves and constantly videotaping ourselves, and we think everyone else cares, and a handful of morons do.
Yeah, it's definitely, yeah, it is. It's brought out, the technology has brought out the childlike narcissism in everyone.
You wonder if Steve Jobs saw this coming.
I hope he didn't, but I assume, I don't know who could have, honestly. This thing, we're chasing this thing, you know?
Well, you got to wonder where it's going to go. I mean, you look at Star Trek, and I'm sorry about that, but I'm a geek with that. You know, they have no money, and everybody just seems goal-oriented. They never go back to the planet where people are just, you know, the ones doing, that are just the laborers. Everybody seems to have a purpose and want to expand and grow and be great. And that just seems even more of a fantasy at this point, right?
Yeah, it's also kind of the waning and maybe death of religion. You know, there used to be a higher power than you. You know, there used to be, you know, the country used to be fairly religious. And so you weren't Christ. Christ was Christ. And you'd look to something outside of you. You know, just the, by definition, religion is there's something bigger than you. You're not bigger than it is. And as religion goes away and as the country turns a little more toward atheist and agnostic, this is bound to crop up. I would argue that probably most of this, or the lion's share of this, is coming from people that are not religious people. I'm not a religious person either. I'm just observing what's going on.
Well, I was brought up in a Christian home, and you know, you're taught that other people come first and you're second.
Right.
And you do to other people what you would like to be done back to you. And that to me is the saddest part of all this, is that we put ourselves so first and number one that we it's tough to even find people that are anywhere close to that now, that are in the news. And all you hear about is the bad news. And those people, you don't hear about the good people that do that anymore. And
Well, it's the golden rule. And that's one of the things I've definitely harped on the golden rule just sort of being lost. I mean, it's what we used to teach it. Funny, quite a long time ago. I mean, it's been 10 years. I think more. I was sitting around with my kids and the TV was on and it was Wow Wow Wubsby, their TV show they used to watch. And they started with this song about the golden rule. And it was like, you don't have to impress people. You don't have to do this. You don't have to do that. Remember the golden rule, be yourself and you'll be cool. Everyone will love you. And I was like, that's not the golden rule. No, it's like, the opposite. So
that's the aluminum rule.
Right. It was the whole thing was about you not trying to do anything, you not having to wear fancy clothes and you not having to act one this way or that way. And that, and the, you be yourself and you'll be cool. That's the golden rule. And it's like, no, that's a horrible message to send to kids.